Nikki Petro is the director of the Northern Territory Working Women's Centre. The centre provides specialist services and advice to women who aren't represented by a union and can't afford private lawyers. She says the centre has been receiving $400,000 per annum in federal funding for more than 20 years before it was abruptly cut at the end of 2020.
The very things that the federal government claims it's trying to achieve around workforce participation, increase economic security and safety at work, then where would they be left?
In the wake of ongoing scrutiny on its treatment of women, the Morrison government has seen a significant reshuffle of female cabinet members and the launch of a new women's task force. This week, the federal government announced the upcoming budget would include $1 million towards establishing an advisory group which will represent First Nations communities battling domestic violence. Anne Rustin is the Minister for Women's Safety.
Well, I think we need to make sure that we have one national plan to address domestic, family and sexual violence across the whole of Australia for every Australian. However, we do recognise that Indigenous women, particularly in rural, remote communities, face some unique challenges.
Independent working women's centres only exist in Queensland, South Australia and the Northern Territory. South Australia still receives federal funding, but the Northern Territory and Queensland centres both risk closure in June. The Territory has the highest victimisation rate of domestic, family and sexual violence offences, with a 23% increase in reported cases in 2020. And with rates like this, domestic violence advocate Shirlene Campbell says it's essential funding is guaranteed for all frontline workers.
Cutting the funding to frontline services, I guess, for my experiences, is that, you know, we're no way of, I guess, moving forward. If that is going to happen, I can see a lot of stuff is going to come tumbling down.
Ms. Campbell says she's watched her community being torn apart at the hands of violence, having lost her own mother and aunt, and earlier this year, her close friend and fellow advocate.
We want the government to stand with us, support us and listen to us.
The federal government will hold a National Women's Safety Summit in July, giving hope to frontline workers like Ms. Campbell and Ms. Petro, who want to keep fighting for the safety of women from all walks of life.